17th of April, 2021. Hi, Ella. I'm just beginning to emerge from the aftermath of Dad's sudden death and to feel how much COVID has kept us apart. Family was so important to Dad, and it feels as if the baton has been passed to us. You might say, why not Aunt Dora, but I don't think we can count on her. Not that I disrespect the role of spinster aunt, but we want to keep our family going, not blasted apart. And she still doesn't know James is gay. Every time he and Brian visit, we walk on a path of eggshells. They're still in that lovey, kissy, hand-holding phase, and I'm constantly frowning at them. Dora caught my expression the last time they came and asked if I had wind. If we're going to keep the family united, I want to know what's going on in your world, and I want to keep you up to date with events in mine. So let's keep the tradition you started and write at least weekly. Love to all at your end. Fiona. 25th of April, 2021. Hi, Ella. I got your message. I'm responding as time and breath allow. You're probably right. Duty is a burdensome thing. And I did try to get with the groove a bit more last year, hence the rock chick and motorcycling episodes, albeit they backfired. We are still waiting for the electric tricycles, by the way, but I feel this represents a scaling back of ambition. You have the advantage on me because you can hide outside any line of disapproving sight. Your purchase of the butcher's chain link fence is a prime example. I've had one for years, but I hardly dare use it because Aunt Dora managed to wrap her stick and then herself in it. I had to use pliers to extricate her. You see, you can experiment a bit more hidden under the mountains in the south of France. And I sympathise with your neighbour's deer situation. We have muntjacs here, not quite as big as deer, but just as capable of setting off usually mild-mannered people. Take me, for example. The other night I heard them braying and I woke John up. He wasn't amused. Listen! Listen to them talking to each other, I enthused. How sweet! The next morning I discovered they had stripped the bark from three apple trees. Muntjacs are clearly in league with moles when it comes to annoying gardeners. Something's in the offing with Samantha. I know there usually is, but I feel the hooves of the four horsemen of the apocalypse heading my way. Watch this space. Lots of love, Fiona.